Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
Hey, Cricket. Time to do your intern job. Come here. Give us a topic. Give us a topic.
I can talk about heavy metal from the 80s, because that's what I did today.
You did heavy metal?
Yeah.
The genre of music or the film?
The genre of music.
Why did you do it?
Why?
Yeah.
Just kind of heated it up.
What compelled you?
Injected it right into my bloodstream.
Not into others?
Not today.
Have you concocted a plan to hijack your workplace's Alexa device?
I'm going to try to brainwash it into only playing heavy metal from the 80s.
Like a jukebox.
Like a jukebox, but only what I want.
Sure.
Which is the best jukebox.
Can you... You have an Alexa device, right?
I do have one.
Can you, like, subtly, switcheroo the two?
Are they visually distinct?
They are not visually distinct. That's a thought. I could just swap those out.
Because you've trained yours.
Nobody would ever know. I also have it connected to, like, my shit.
Right.
So I would have a lot more, this is a good thought, actually. I could get in there early one day, stay a little bit late, swap these devices out. Mine's already imprinted and bonded to me. Knows what I like and what I want.
It will only respond to you.
It has your scent.
Which today is Saxon, apparently.
And then you can take the company Alexa on a rehabilitation program here to teach it more than 10 songs.
That'd be a little harder to do. I do need to re-educate it so that it knows music, like good music.
You just got to start with the broad topic of, like, there is other music.
Like, other than the stuff that you keep playing, other stuff is out there and you should start playing it. I do occasionally, like, I will save my preferences to it just by voice. Because nobody else knows how to do it as far as I am aware. So I'll just tell her, like, I don't like this song or this station. And she remembers it.
So you know,
like nobody else.
You've already started training this one.
In a manner of speaking, yes. But like nobody else has any input to give her. Apparently, they are happy with whatever drifts their way.
Well, then there should be no issue at all with you reprogramming her.
My program is modeled on the Chinese one.
What does that mean?
The re-education program.
Your education model?
My re-education of Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Is based on the Chinese program that teaches young people about music.
Oh, not about Chairman Mao.
And the glory of the Maoist state. It's kind of both in one.
I feel like that would be more limiting to the musical choices.
A Maoist state?
Yeah. Unless they're also really into metal and I didn't know.
Chairman Mao?
Yeah.
I bet he was a metalhead. Or whatever passed for metal in that day.
Yeah, it'll just be metal music interrupted by the occasional basketball statistic.
Do you think that would have been a better outlet for him?
Heavy metal?
Yeah.
I think anything would have been a better outlet for Chairman Mao.
Was basketball Mao or was basketball North Korea?
Basketball?
Yeah, one of the dictators was super into basketball. I can't remember.
We send a basketball man to North Korea every once in a while.
Yeah, they like one specific basketball man.
His name is Dennis Rodman. And he was, on his last trip, he was sponsored by a cryptocurrency called Potcoin.
Cool.
And again, if you had told me that that was happening on President Donald Trump's diplomatic mission to North Korea, I probably would have beaten you up just for wasting my time.
Gordy, we've all been dead for years.
It looks more like that every day.
It turns out the people who scream on street corners are right, and we were going to hell.
The simulation has contracted severe malware.
Malware?
Yeah.
No, are you saying Mao?
I'm saying Mal.
Malware.
Like badware.
Not malware, which I'm sure he would be a fan of, were he still alive and kicking today.
Simulation got malware, but then they created a patch, but now it's just malware.
I think there should be a holiday where kids give us candy.
Kids give the adults candy?
Yeah, the day after Halloween.
I mean...
like whatever they didn't eat that night?
Yeah, it's a return policy.
Seems fair.
We have to walk to the house to do it.
We have to walk?
No, they do.
Okay.
Just like they had to collect it.
That's better.
Would they also be in an anti-costume? Like, would they show up in little business suits?
Yeah, there's waivers to sign.
And on that day, we all wear costumes in
now,
the
what
houses.
What if instead of a holiday where they gave us candy, it's the same holiday and they just give us money at the door when we give them candy?
There's an interesting premise.
So it just becomes a barter system?
You know, I'm down for open barter. Like, I'm going to give you candy. You bring whatever. Like, I'll determine how much it's worth.
If we changed Halloween so the kids, instead of going to houses, they would go to stores.
Okay. We're already working on that.
Like a
with
QT
the trunk or, treat.
Or a Walmart, something that's open late.
Yeah.
And they would take dollars and coins and they would purchase candy and then they would go home and that's it.
That does seem like a much more efficient process all around.
So Halloween just becomes training for the capitalist society.
Halloween becomes Wednesday.
Halloween becomes
in costume.
Go to the store and buy your own damn candy.
Get a bike.
I would be interested in open barter at every door. Like you bring a sack of stuff and I have candy. Like you will definitely get some candy out of it.
Whether it's Smarties or a whole candy bar is up to the stuff you bring.
I don't know. Like what do you got? Like an old Creedence 8-track? It's worth some Smarties at least.
How's your DS doing these days? You still have it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Still working?
Yeah.
What if we required Pokemon trades for candy?
That's good.
That'd be fun.
If you're in the business of collecting them.
Like, you give me a Diglett, you get a Tootsie Roll Pop.
Because it looks like a Diglett.
You give me a Mew,
You get the bag.
You get a king size.
Yeah, I think that's a good house rule at least. Like, if you come by... you better have some kind of Pokemon-enabled device.
And none of this Pokemon Go nonsense.
I don't
it's
got to
be the real blips and boops that,
that
take
make
on
up,
gym leaders.
That make up the real game.
Or you can bring trading cards or something. But if you bring shit, it's just bit of honey for you. That's all. That's all we got.
Get Necco wafers.
It's what?
Bit of honey.
Bit of honey?
It's the little brown candy in the wrapper that I'm sure you just threw away automatically. It tastes like chewing on a little bit of sugar for a very long time.
If you try to trade me a Rattata, you get those like soda pop wax bottles, but I already sucked the stuff out of them.
you just get the husks.
You get soda husks.
I don't need a Rattata. I don't need your Pidgeys. I don't need your Magikarps. You keep those away. You got a high level Magikarp, we'll talk. I don't need
it can
like
be negotiated.
I don't need like under level 10, just get out of here. I think that's a good scheme. You would become like quite the trainer to be feared if you could just source from all the local children.
Not that we're running low on material, but what if we just start asking kids for stories? Just like make up a story.
I'd barter for that. I'll
give you a candy bar if you just talk to me for 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
That's
gonna be long enough for us to reuse on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a long night. If every kid that comes, there's gonna be a line.
Not all of them have 15 minutes worth of material.
We'll set up some microphones.
You speak into this, we're going to get it on tape, then you can have your pick of candy from the bag, then you get out of here, you let the next kid come in, they record their content, we ship that out, you sign a release.
Candy pays for itself.
There you go.
I mean, I've taught a couple of storytelling style classes for kids. I've taught like... a storybook one where they write and illustrate a story, and then I've been teaching the cartooning class for a while where they have to come up with at least a short narrative. And while the majority of the short narratives are this guy beats up this other guy
it's the best kind.
With fire punches or whatever. Sometimes,
Dragon Ball Z.
Sometimes you get something really interesting because I make them think about, you know, what's your character's flaw? What's the problem that they have?
Bad at punches.
And how can they solve it?
Get better at punches.
Get good at punching.
And that is the logic that most of them have.
A cat teaches me to punch better.
Are you saying this is not a good story?
But some of them, like they get really creative in that initial part where like we're talking about the hopes, the wants, the fears, and the weaknesses of their characters, because they're not thinking narratively because they're six and snuck into this class that starts at 7, which happens a lot. So then I make them try and figure out how to connect the points that they have made. And sometimes they get lazy and change them. But with kids that stick to their guns, with my character, wants to do homework. Her weakness is she doesn't know about the presidents. And her fear is the ghost of Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Like, she stuck to her guns there and concocted a story where this girl had a homework machine that would just continue giving her homework, and that's what she liked to do. But she needed to. She got homework on the presidents one day, and then the ghost of Bloody Mary showed up. She was terrified, but the ghost of Bloody Mary introduced her to the ghost of the presidents so that she could get first-hand information.
They're all pretty tight.
That kid kept the rest of us in laughter for the entire session. So yeah, kid stories can be, I mean, you're going to get mostly fire punches, but you will occasionally
get not a post.
The ghost of Bloody Mary.
You should have a conversation with Akira Toriyama because he did make a cartoon called Dragon Ball Z where the main problem is Goku's not good enough at punches yet. And he solves it by getting better at punches every time.
So he took an after-school cartooning class once when he was 7.
I guess.
And he just
stuck to the guns.
This is my story.
Know. You can hear all about it tomorrow at noon on Destructo Discourse.
This is my story.
This is
all
not
of the characters
out.
Are named
That's
after
right.
things I found in my mom's fridge.
Wednesdays at noon, Destructo Discourse. Have a listen. That Super Saiyan's coming up.
Yep.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, the hi-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, the hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she lived happily ever after.